Florida.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Company this Wednesday afternoon. Oh gosh, this is looking pretty grim out there, especially if you are here in Auckland. And as you can hear today, we're not in the studio. You will hear the rain pounding on the roof. So if it's like this where you are, hey, grab yourself a cuppa, sit back, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Anne-Marie listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid. In common, we argue all the time. You always say I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. To give while we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid.
Well, there's another great song. Gosh, these Wednesdays are flying fast. Do you not think this year, or is it just that I'm getting old and things fly faster and faster when you get older?
I think it's been like, because it's been a split year too, really, hasn't it? Like part one and part two of a year, it's quite hard to feel like it's been a cohesive year, really. I suppose like that sort of 5-week holiday. I'm saying holiday in inverted commas here. Has been.
If any of our listeners can see that out there, that was a big quotation mark of holiday there. Yes.
For some people, it's kind of like an enforced relaxation break, I think. Because you think about when we go on holiday in the summertime, we get that, I don't know, 3-ish week break over the summer holidays. It sort of feels like you need to do everything that you want to do in the summer holiday break. Like you need to go to the beach, you need to go camping, you need to explore New Zealand, you need to have a big New Year's Eve, you need to see 17,000 different relatives for Christmas because Christmas is so important. And it just felt like it was just a nice time to breathe, and I think that's why the year feels like it's going quick. I feel like we were just in lockdown. It feels really strange. You get a bit. I think it's a really interesting time because when I think about lockdown now, it gets a bit stressful, especially now that they're talking about this sort of like big like second wave thing that's supposed to be coming. You're like, oh no, like, what is this? Where, oh God, please no, like.
Hey, interesting. Interesting when you say that. How would you prepare differently? So imagine, Hannah, this is an interesting question, isn't it? Imagine if we were to go in lockdown differently. We know what it's like. What would you do different?
They're going to have more stuff to do, like more activities to be done in the home. Like, we had little bits and pieces because I had a little bit of a feeling that that was going to happen. But I think, yeah, I think I also wouldn't buy like 25,000 rolls of toilet paper. I think it was like I saw that the shops were running out of toilet paper and I was like, holy crap, like, what happens if I can't get any toilet paper? Like, I've literally just finished the toilet paper I bought in April, in August. Like,
oh dear.
Panic buying. I would probably go back and be like, you don't need to buy so much stuff. Like, focus more of your attention on buying things to keep you entertained.
Because I remember the second day of lockdown, I think my mother rang me and said, oh, have you got those jigsaw puzzles? And I thought, gosh, you've been in lockdown for 2 days, for goodness sake. But interesting, that was something, and you're right, it's about what we would do. And I could imagine the likes of Mitre 10 and Bunnings and any kind of trades place would be inundated with people now getting enough stuff to do their renovations during lockdown. Yeah.
Yes. I also think I would have probably have spent a little bit more time teaching my grandparents like how to use like tools like Zoom. I think that probably would have been quite important because obviously like we could call her, but it's that I feel like on a Zoom call you get so much more face-to-face interaction than with what you get on a phone call. So I think probably I would have spent a little bit more time being like, Grandma, this is how you like... You can call the people. We probably only would have seen the inside of her earlobe, but that's all right. It would have been fine. It would have been better. So,
actually, that's a really great idea, actually. I hadn't really thought of that, but you're right. Even now, we probably could, is to get all our friends or our parents and that quite good at Zoom that aren't that great at Zoom. You're right. So at least if something does happen, or it's still a way of connecting, but yeah. Because I must say, of all of the different platforms I've had to use, I must say Zoom is extremely simple to use.
Yes, it's really easy. Like, it would have been so easy for her to be able to use that. But that's a learning curve, I suppose, for us. I suppose when you're only given 48 hours notice, you sort of are like, holy crap, like, what do I actually need to focus my priorities on? So at least now we know, because we've never been in that situation before, so at least now we know kind of what's coming.
That's
I also
true.
Think I would change the my consumption of the media. I think I overconsumed, which because you want to know what's going on, but also like it I think it can have a detrimental effect. And I think we talked about this on a show while we were in lockdown around consumption of the media. So I think that's probably something that I would have changed. What would you have done differently? What would you have thought about doing?
Well, now, bring it on, because we have a shower and a kitchen now, so happy, you know. Because obviously we were in the middle of renovations. I think, though, there's still lots of projects we've got around our place to do. So I think I would actually make sure we've got everything here so that we could just chug away and do that. I mean, we both obviously still had to work, but, you know, at least in the weekends or in the evenings. But I just love your idea about, would have connected with Mum, because she used to Skype, but she's not that great at Skype anymore. Well, she says she's not, but I think what happens is they don't update their computer or don't realize to turn their computer off so that it updates, and so then of course things go and then she can't use it. So I think that's probably something that that I would do. I'd get Zoom connected or Skype connected on there again for her so that I could connect.
I think there's definitely been some learning opportunities on how we can deal with this better, but I think this is a 1 in 100 year situation, so I don't...
Let's have our fingers crossed for that, absolutely. Hey, now listen, you haven't been with us. We haven't been around for a while. Actually, you have been around.
Yes.
We've just been really slack, and our listeners out there know that we haven't been around half the time. What have you been up to? I know that one thing Irene talked about is some of the changes that she'd seen in some of her clients. But, what have you been up to? Because you've been in the building, and, well, Yeah, I mean, working in the building industry, what's been happening in there, or what's been happening?
It's been interesting being in the building industry because we were, you know, all the statistics and what people were saying and what we'd read about was saying that, you know, there was going to be a huge surge in the amount of people that were looking to do renovation projects. And in all honesty, we just haven't seen that come through to the level where you involve a professional. Like, I don't know, the trade that Bunnings and Mitre 10 and whoever else are doing might be stronger, but it just hasn't filtered through to us yet. So maybe people are still being a little bit cautious with their spending, but that's all right. Hopefully we can get in front of those people at the Auckland Home Show, which is the 9th to the 13th of September at the ASB Showgrounds here in Auckland. So that will be a good opportunity to get in front of people. We are preparing for that at the moment. So we are actually building a new website, which has been an interesting learning opportunity for me.
What platform did you? I mean, is it a website? So interesting. There are so many kind of different platforms out there, or programs, or whatever. How did you pick it? What did you use?
So I've always been in a really fortunate situation where I've either worked for a larger corporate organisation where the website wasn't part of my job, or I've been able to contract it out, which I have done while I've been working at Next Level. But we've just decided it was time for a refresh of the brand, so we're lightening things up. Lighter, brighter colours. So our colours at the moment are black, red and white. So we're taking out pretty much all the colours and we're focusing more on a white label or a white logo, which I am showing Marissa here, but you guys can't see it. So it's just all pure white. So it's more white on sort of bigger colour images. So I've been building it on Squarespace and it's very easy to use, which has been great. So there's quite a lot of functionality that you can have with Squarespace. It's just a matter of knowing how to use it. So I've been able to teach myself a little bit of coding, which has been interesting. Been able to get things working in the background a little bit better. But yeah, it's looking really great. We're hoping to launch the middle of next week, which is a week and a day away today, which is quite, hopefully we get there. So,
and so for all your photos, when we think of it these days, you know, our mobile phones take great photos, but did you get professional shots and copywriting? Did you get a copywriter or did you kind of decide to do all of that in-house?
So we're quite lucky. We have quite an extensive portfolio of images already that already exist that are professionally taken. Most of our projects we do get professionally photographed. That's something that we've really put a lot of time and money into getting photos, because the photos are what market our company. It's not like we sell a tangible product that you can sell. It's not like we sell socks or jumpers or something like that. We sell building your dream home. And so we need to show other people what we've done in the past. So we've got a large file of images that we already have. In terms of copy, I've written nearly all the copy, pretty much all the copy, which has been great. I've been writing in public relations for 8 years now, so I'm pretty well used to doing extensive amounts of copy, which has been great. We are limiting text now, though. There's a little bit of text there, but not a huge amount. It's more focused on images, because we're thinking that we are hoping that's what people are engaging with. There's more that imagery and that video type content. So
I think you're right. Mind you, I say that I'm a very visual person, so show me a load of pictures, and that'll get me going more than a whole lot of text. But, you know, I think especially when you are selling someone's dream or trying to sell someone their dream or trying to find out what it is, you know, to be able to have those images is really, really helpful. And just back to your copy, so do you edit that yourself or do you get someone to help? Because I know myself, I can write it and I look at it and I see what's there.
I do write it. I do have somebody else check it most of the time. I think I've been using someone who used to work in our office, and I'm friends with him outside of work, so I've been using him to reflect on that for the new sales booklets. So once again, I know this is not a visual medium, so it's quite hard, but we have like these sort of big sales type booklets, the orange post-its are the changes that I'm making, but this is getting professionally proofread because this is a lot of content. So there's that. But for website, especially for digital, because if you spot a mistake, you can just change it. It's not that hard. The printed material is where you need to focus, like getting it professionally proofread. That's my tip anyway.
Oh, no, I think absolutely. And I presume you'll have a whole heap of them at the home show as well for everybody to pick up. We can pick it up and proofread it ourselves, can't we?
So at the home show, we're giving out these like little smaller brochures. So they just give you a little bit of information about like what we do and like why you should pick us. We find that people at the home show like smaller collateral, which is quite interesting. They just want something they can pop away. In actual fact, a lot of people asked just for a business card last year, so we've had those redesigned as well. We're just thinking is we just want to present ourselves as a sleek building company, which we are. So
you want a bag. You know, on any of those shows, you need a bag to plonk all of that stuff, those brochures and things that you put in. And I think everybody that has a store with a bag probably does really well.
I wish I had thought of that now, actually, like a month out. I don't know if I can get any bags. It's been a real problem getting like promotional stuff at the moment, actually. Stopping on something else, the importing of stuff is just slow.
I don't know if anybody else
is noticing that.
I know. No, you're absolutely right. And I don't know if I can't remember if Irene and I spoke about this the other week, but I noticed it when I tried to find my Dilmah tea. Because I have leaf tea, not the tea bag.
Yeah.
And do you think I could? I went to about 10 supermarkets. Finally, it's back on the shelf. But I even went to Dilmah and they only said, you can have one box. So I thought, something's not, you know.
Something's not right here.
Yeah. But those cotton bags are quite cool. They're actually quite cheap, but they're really, really easy to, you'd be able to get them in a month. Find someone with a whole lot of
This is my favourite.
Wow. Now, you need to take a picture of that bag and put that up on our Facebook because Anne-Marie's holding up an awesome bag there. That is cute.
It's Marmite with toast.
Yeah.
It's quite cute. I have another one too. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll go get the other one they have too.
And I think, you know, with any bags, it's just nice to... Oh, that one's a cute one. Onion dip. Oh, a chip and a dip. Yeah. Those are cool, aren't they? But it's just nice, any show, you've got to have, you know, there's nothing worse than just slinging your handbag over your shoulder and then, you know, walking around with an arm full of brochures and everything else. Yeah.
Isn't that why you have a husband, though? Can't he just carry the brochures? That's what I do. I'm like, Oliver, carry the brochures. I've got too much to look at. Who wants to carry the shopping, too? I'm not carrying the shopping either. That's his job.
Then he goes, don't need this, don't need that, don't need that. And see, I kind of end up with nothing out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been to the home show. I just think too many people, crowds, get out of my way. So I've never actually ever been to one.
If you're available to go on a Wednesday, it's free this year, actually. You can register online, aucklandhomeshow.co.nz, and you register, you can go for free. So Wednesday's quite good because it's not busy. They seem to bus a lot of old people in. It seems to be a lot of people from the retirement village. And this isn't me making stuff up because I've seen their buses outside. I've gone for lunch. I've seen them buses. It's definitely what they do. So
cool. So I could like zoom in and out of them.
You could jump on a bus. I think they'd be like, who are you? Like,
oh, thank you. I'm not in their age bracket just yet. Yay.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. Holy moly.
Now, you've done a home show before, Anne-Marie, obviously.
This is number 3 for me at Next Level. I did my first one within 2 weeks of starting at the company, so that was an interesting challenge.
It's hard. I don't think people realise how it's really hard work and extremely tiring.
It's long days. It's 10 till 9, 4 days.
Yeah.
10 till 6 on the last day. It is a long day. And there's like... There's nowhere for you really in a stand to sit down because you don't want to look like you're like a lazy bum. So you have to like, it's either standing or like perching on a bar stool the entire time. Like you get the like worst legs. Like I honestly like have to schedule a massage for the week after because it's so sore.
Oh, that's like, such a good excuse, isn't it?
Any excuse for a massage is all right by me. I think we have learnt this year, though, that we had 3 people on the stand most of the time, and I think we can get away with just having 2. So it'll be nice to be able to work in a shift sort of pattern. So.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I know. I remember the first one I ever did. And for any of you guys out there, if you've done it as well and you haven't really realised what you're in for, by the end of the first day, you know what you have just done. Wrong shoes, you know, all of that. And you just, yeah.
I suggest a well-worn flat sneaker. That's my number one recommendation. Like I wear like the same pair of shoes the whole time because they're so broken and so comfortable. You know exactly what you're getting into. And wear the like full. Don't wear the, you know, those sockettes that you can get so you can't see that you're wearing a sock. Don't wear those because they just slip down and you'll just hate your life forever for like.
Oh, I've had them in my boots while I've been training. You're right. Yeah. And absolutely, that's actually a really good tip. I wouldn't have thought of that. Yeah, and you can get some snazzy sneakers these days anyway to dress yourself up or whatever as you go through. Well, maybe I will make it on the Wednesday. Yeah, who knows?
It's free. So,
yeah. I can come and have a coffee at your stand. I hope you've got coffee at your stand.
I can find you somewhere that does coffee, but unfortunately it's not on our stand. But I do know the back way of getting to the coffee stand. So,
and have you got any giveaways this year? Come on, tell us. Any little giveaways?
I don't think we're doing levels or giveaways this year. There'll be lots of lollies, so you can come and get some sweets. But I don't know if we're doing any giveaways this year. Brendan's not a big fan of giveaways because it means that we end up with data, like a copious amount of data, which is like a full-time job to try and like sift through. So yeah,
I tell you what, I got one year, but it wasn't a giveaway. Well, it came with our, what did it come with? It came with our washing machine of all things. And it was a tiny little spirit level because we had to have, I don't know, theoretically the washing machine should be level. And do you know how I've used that for so many things? Isn't that interesting? Mind you, that's if you kind of like those things and you build little things, but yeah, it's something I've always kept. But you're right, sometimes those giveaways are just a waste of time, really.
Just a waste. So I just feel bad for people that have to sift through that much information to try and find, like, genuine leads to try and contact. Because effectively what you're trying to do is you're trying to find leads. As much as we all want to tiptoe around the subject, your number one reason for being at the Auckland Home Show is to find leads. Like, find people that want to buy from your business. So,
and it's so important. You know, and it's the same with when we go to the likes of the field days at Mystery Creek, and unfortunately they're not on this year. Well, not face-to-face anyway. And the times that we have actually genuinely been at a stand to actually want to buy something and talk to a salesperson, where they're all busy standing off in their corner talking amongst themselves, you think, my gosh, you have paid so much for this stand. I want your attention. And they just, I don't think New Zealanders are great salespeople sometimes.
I think they're a bit shy. The worst thing is, though, a lot of companies that do these shows, they bring in people from outside, like promotional type companies, and so they don't have an intricate knowledge of the business, nor do they really, like, they get paid at the end of the day. And I hate to say this about people, they get paid at the end of the day. You really need, if you want a really successful show stand, if you're a smaller business and you can do it, have people that are involved in the heart of your company be there.
Yeah.
I think that makes such a difference. People have always appreciated the fact that Brendan comes along. He's there the whole time. He's like the number one committed person that is always there. And I think people really appreciate being able to talk to him. He's the owner of the company. He's very passionate about it, obviously. So,
yeah, I think that's important. So
that's my tip for people doing the home show.
Yeah.
Don't get promoted.
And I think that is really, really important. Well, if do you know, we've been gas bagging already. It's time to almost go. But what I want to say, people out there, remind us, Anne-Marie, what dates are the home show?
So the Auckland Home Show is Wednesday the 9th, Thursday the 10th, Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th of September at ASB Showgrounds.
Good, so we've got a month to put that in our diary.
Yep, next level will be in Hall 1. We're number 153 at the back. Come and see us.
Yeah, absolutely. Go and connect with Anne-Marie. Tell her you've been listening to her on Two Sugars. and don't just go there and say hello. Say, Anne-Marie, we had not enough room during our lockdown and we want you to come and do a huge extension on our house.
Happy. Cool. Happy campers.
We'll put those details up on our Facebook and we'll see you guys at same time, same place next week.
See you.